Mike Giardi of Comcast Sportsnet New England. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Obviously, waking up Bostonians, people from Massachusetts waking up to this story this morning. A shock, and yet, everything's been a shock about this story.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question from the moment that, you heard the story about Odin Lloyd, and then you had the police helicopters, the news helicopters following him around. He went to Gillette Stadium that morning to his subsequent release and arrest. And, and now to this point, it's just been, Bill Belichick used the term in a CNBC interview when asked about Hernandez. He said tragedy. And it has been on a lot of fronts for a lot of different people, including obviously the victims, Odin Lloyd's family. He has a 4 or 5 year old daughter who will never ever get to know her father. So yeah, I mean, from start to finish, it's just been bizarre and tragic.
Mike Giardi joining us, Comcast Sportsnet New England, on Brady and Price Sportsnet starting lineup. Does the result, and I suppose somewhat conclusion to this story, Mike, hang over the Patriots? And I don't mean in terms of responsibility or accountability, but I mean, will there just be able, they just be able to take a breath? They're constantly asked about it. There were subpoenas involved. There may have even been an appeal case for the Odin Lloyd murder. It ends the chapter, but it's a chapter the Patriots just, boy, they've wanted to walk, if not run away from this for years now because of how tragic it is.
Yeah, not to go off on a little side tangent there, but you mentioned something very interesting about the potential appeal of the Odin Lloyd case. And I think in hearing his attorney, who just got him acquitted of the double murder charge last week, he felt like, from what he had seen, that Hernandez had a real shot at having that overturned. I was sitting here thinking in the last 4 or 5 days that, is it possible that this guy is actually someone who we thought was never going to leave prison, was going to get found not guilty and get that thing tossed and end up coming back into society, which, I don't think any of us thought initially after the Odin Lloyd case and then with the double murder thing still hanging over his head that could happen. So, hard to say what was going on in a sociopath's mind. And what led him to make the decision that he did sometime mid-morning this morning to do what he did. But I'm honestly very, very surprised by that, just based on what I had heard his attorney from the double murder case say. So, I kind of thought maybe he was thinking that there was a potential for some light at the end of the tunnel.
With Mike Giardi from Comcast Sportsnet in New England, Aaron Hernandez, taking his own life earlier this morning. It has to be like incredibly disturbing for everybody, because here's a guy from his upbringing, and nothing suggests that he would be that guy. And from all the people that met him, teammates, that it's confusing to them how he ended up being that guy. And so that's very disturbing for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah. He had definite edge to him. If you kind of look back at his, a lot of people could trace his sort of spiral, slow spiral at that point to the death of his father from a complication from a hernia surgery. And his father was basically his world. And then things started to change, and he started to put himself on the fringe and hang with people that, idolized him for his athletic talents, but also were not necessarily productive members of society. He goes to Florida. He has some issues with Florida. He fails the drug test, and that's one of the reasons why he fell further down the draft than most people expected. But he'd appeared to done, at least from where we sat, all the right things as a Patriot. The Patriots saw highly enough of him to give him a $40 million contract extension. And I remember the day that he got the extension, it was the kickoff dinner, the Kraft Foundation, and he had told Bob Kraft he was going to give $50,000 to the Myra Kraft Foundation, which Bob's wife had passed away. And, Bob was crying and Aaron was crying. And when Aaron met with us to talk about the contract, he was very emotional about that, saying how you know, it was an honor that the Crafts placed such trust in him, and it was his job to not let them down and to live up to it. And meanwhile, he had already allegedly killed someone at that point. So, you know, to be able to stand there in front of us and speak the way he did, and speak with emotion, and really have you believing. It was one of the, I still say it was one of the more interesting and intense interviews I've ever been a part of. And then to come and find out, you know, he had done what he had done. It's just, again, I use that word sociopath. I just, it's tough to kind of swallow and grasp the whole thing.
Mike Giardi, our guest on Brady and Price. I'd ask this about the draft. It's not ironic, but it is interesting timing to be talking about this. The draft next week in Philadelphia. Has this? I know the Pats don't have a first or second round pick. They weirdly came out and said, well, you know what? We're not interested in Joe Mixon. And I'm thinking, Joe Mixon's not available to you unless you trade up. He's going in the first 60. But do you think this incident at all? I mean, they got dealt a bad hand. They drafted a guy who is now a convicted murderer, and he's dead. But many teams, as you know, Mike, have passed on guys because of character. Randy Moss, Warren Sapp, the Pats even did it. The Pats took Ryan Mallett, and some people said, don't do that. He's got a drug arrest. Does this make New England, who does everything right, it seems, did this make them any more gun-shy about the draft in the last couple of years? Will it going? Robert Kraft doesn't want to ever go through this again, and nor would he.
You know, it's a weird thing. They said that about Mixon, and then they brought Adrian Peterson in for a visit.
Right.
We know the things that Adrian Peterson was
and,
alleged
and
to.
And I'd say also LeGarrette Blount had some trouble in college, obviously. So there's that, too.
Absolutely. I do think the one thing that we've kind of sort of pieced together, especially with this most recent group of free agents, is that the Patriots tend not to give contracts in advance two guys that are on their roster. It's almost as if they wait to see you get to the very end. Can you handle all the stresses and do you behave the way we want you to behave before they consider? In fact, they just broke the mold yesterday. They signed Super Bowl hero James White to an extension. But this recent group since Hernandez, no one had essentially gotten a long-term extension from them before their contract expired. And Hernandez was one who did get that long-term extension well before his contract, his rookie deal was originally due up. So I think they definitely have altered some of their ways. But, you know, again, the Adrian Peterson thing is just one of those. It's just, and Michael Floyd, there's another one. Michael Floyd, obviously, everybody saw the TMZ video of him passed out at the wheel of his car at the intersection. And immediately Arizona cuts him, and immediately the Patriots claim him, and they got him playing for him. So, at the end of the day, I still think it comes down to, do we think this football player can help our football team win? And if he's a good guy, we'll take it. If he's a borderline guy, we think we can coach him, we'll give it a whirl anyway.